As Midwest states restrict large gatherings to halt the spread of the coronavirus, religious groups have had to adjust. Some congregations are canceling services altogether. Others are changing familiar customs. WVPE's Anna Caroline Caruso reports for Side Effects Public Media at a Catholic Mass in South Bend, Indiana.
Mass is starting at St. Matthew's Cathedral, but the church isn't as full as most Sunday mornings. Still, those who did attend have to adjust to some changes meant to protect churchgoers from the novel coronavirus. Holy water fonts were drained completely, and the sign of peace, which is normally given with handshakes, was gotten rid of altogether. All Bibles and hymn books were removed from the pews. That wasn't a problem for people like Jack and Renee Gordon, who bring their own books to church.
I go to Mass every day. It's like breathing to me. It's part of my inner soul. It's how I live.
They're aware of the health risks that come with contracting COVID-19, especially to elders like themselves. But Renee says now is the time she turns to religion more than ever.
We believe in the church. We believe that churches shouldn't be closed, that this is where people should come.
The Gordons say they plan to continue attending church, as they always have, even though Fort Wayne South Bend Bishop Kevin Rhodes lifted the obligation for Catholics to attend Mass through the rest of March. Brian McMichael is the director of the Office of Worship from the diocese.
For Catholics, Sunday Mass is a pretty big deal. We're all obligated to attend Mass at our parishes and keep the Lord's Day holy.
McMichael says the diocese did what it thought was best in the face of COVID-19.
Dispensing from that obligation was not a decision made lightly, but in this case, the concern for public safety and especially for the vulnerability of our elderly parishioners took priority.
St. Matthew's Cathedral followed other guidelines released by the diocese. The congregation practiced social distancing by spacing out around the chapel and staggering pews. Instead of passing around a collection basket, ushers came through with baskets that had handles. They've also limited music to the Saturday evening and Sunday 11 a.m. service since they need to print out single-use hymn sheets. Receiving communion on the tongue is still an option, but it's strongly discouraged. Father Terry Fisher says he's never seen the church take such great measures.
This is really pretty radical for us, you know, to really change so much. But the health of the people is most important, so we'll do what we have to do.
Fisher was the priest for the Saturday evening service and some of the Sunday morning services. He says late Saturday and early Sunday were a normal-sized crowd, but the 9 and 11 o'clock were significantly smaller. Fisher says no matter how many or few people show up, he's happy they can hold Mass at all.
And like I said at the last Mass, we're very lucky there are places that don't have Mass at all on the weekends now.
But he says there's no pressure to make it to church these next few weeks.
If you are older, if you have a pre-existing condition, please stay home. You know, God understands.
Fisher recommends some alternatives to attending, like watching Mass on television, online, or praying at home. This is Anna Caroline Caruso for Side Effects Public Media.